Are we not live?
Oh. Well, we are gonna be now. Oh yeah, it is FDH Beyond. I'm Charles McFall. Over here is Kurt Booten.
What up?
And you know, Kurt's freezing his bald head off. We got Sin Raven basking at the beach.
What's going on?
Actually, I kind of got that backwards. You're way more bald than Kurt. Kurt's not really all that bald.
Yeah, he's got way more hair than me, but that's all mostly on his face.
That's fair.
Kurt, I think you were. Were you there last night on ADD for the evolution of the beards?
I missed that, but I saw the post afterwards.
So it worked out. Somebody who we didn't recognize their name on Twitch, but they popped into Almost Daily Discourse. And the way it's lined up, you had me with my little goatee. Then you got Mike with the full beard, but it's trimmed and new. And then you've got Phil with the artist beard that's a little bit thicker. And then you got Tony with a Santa Claus beard like Kurt. And like, nope, that was a great joke. That was perfect. Good on you. So how y'all doing this week?
So far, so good. Only a little bit more time to Christmas, so
8 days
heating up a little bit.
I could complain, but nobody listens, so it's okay.
I did give you so much grief before you got there on the show last night, Kurt, because some of the guys actually didn't realize you go Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. I'm like, yeah, he's a moron, and he's still going to try to do it on this Christmas Eve when there's COVID and stuff, and nobody's going to have crap, and they're going to close at 7 p.m., But you know what, Kurt? I hear you got a plan.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So the plan is to go out a little earlier than last year. I got burned last year because a lot of the stores closed earlier than they had prior. So now I'm prepared. So we'll see what happens.
We will see. Long Shot's about here to be in the game. I'm excited.
Long Shot is in the game. The event hasn't started yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The event hasn't started yet.
The event is actually for the other guy,
Shatterstar.
But Longshot is a $50 offer, 55. So he's 100 unlock. He's gonna be, if I remember correctly, he's gonna be the milestone character.
Okay.
So it's an event for Shatterstar, milestones for Longshot, and 100 shard unlock. And of course, as soon as that offer comes out, all the crying begins with, oh my God, this offer is so expensive. It's $50 for 55 shards. No, it isn't.
Kinda is.
No, because it's $50 for an unlock. It's 55 shards plus 8 orbs. It's a minimum of 102.
No.
103, sorry. Because it's 48 shards minimum for the orb.
How do you get to that number? Because you can pull as low as 8. Shards total, and there's pulls.
No, you can pull minimum of 6, and there's 8 orbs in the offer.
I thought it said 3. I glanced at it because I wasn't going to buy it, but I could have sworn the offer said 3 orbs.
The $50 offers are always 55 shards and 8 orbs.
Okay.
Which gets you a minimum of 103 shards.
Okay.
Which is a 3-star unlock. So it's $50 for a 3-star unlock, not $50 for 55 shards.
Okay. Well, I mean, still it's a whale deal, but
it's expensive, but you know, the crying is always, oh my God, it's 55 shards for $50, and people can't do the math and don't get it.
Well, we were told there was going to be no math, sir.
Right.
Isn't that a completely different show?
So Kurt, I know you've already bought that offer. So how do you like Longshot?
I didn't buy the offer. I will not be buying that offer. I will try my luck at the milestones like everybody else. I'll get them because you can do that through the milestones. It's just a matter of
probably get them to like 4 or 5 star through the milestones.
Yeah, probably. Oh, so we'll see.
Hurt him yet.
The question is, when they do milestones, are they going to include Blitz as part of the milestones anymore with the sim?
Good question.
I honestly don't know. They haven't changed any payouts for the Blitz. All the rewards are still the same as before. We're still getting new character releases through the Blitz because it's the next one is supposed to be Blitz. I don't remember who it was, but the next new character is supposed to be Blitz or Blitz Open.
Right.
So they're not stopping with it, and they haven't changed any setups. So I think they're still going to go for it. The numbers are basically the same as they were. They're higher, but that's because you can push higher. So the reward structure doesn't need to change because what you placed before, you could still do now because you're saving, you know, you're saving 40 minutes per rotation, but that means you can actually get a couple of more in and you can actually max out your rotations, which I was completely surprised because the timing when your blitz charges reset versus when your blitz rotations reset is completely different.
Right.
And I did not know that.
Hmm.
So when you spend your when you spend your blitz charges, they reset at midnight or currently at 11 p.m. So if you did a rotation at 9 p.m. and spent charges, you can do another rotation at 11 and spend more charges basically for the next day. But you're limited to 8 rotations a day, and that resets with the server, which I did not know until about 4 days ago. So all of a sudden I went to do a rotation around 1:30 p.m. and it went, you have a 2.5 hour cooldown still on these teams. Like, oh, oopsie.
Yeah. So where did you end up, Sen, in that yellow jacket blitz?
I wound up with 1%. I was trying to push for... I tried to push for 100 for top 100 on one of them, but it was like 40 million and I came up short. My predictions were actually a little higher than what they actually were because it was about 31.5 million for 1% on one of the blitzes, and my prediction was like 32 to 33. So, you know, I overshot. I mean, I hit like 36 just because I wanted to see how many rotations I can get in. 36 is the most I've ever done before, and it took a lot of work before to get that 36 million. It was way easier this time around because it wasn't 45 minutes per rotation.
Yeah. Before we did the show, Kurt and I are both saying we got into the yellow jacket blitz, and I got busy. Hello, Professor Pauling. How you doing? I got busy and got to that point of going, I know I missed some time, but I really want to try to grind on this a little bit. And previously, before the sim button, right, it had been like, don't even bother. There's no way I can do enough rotations to put enough points on the board. Don't even bother. Just take whatever I get. But with the sim button, I was able to go from like 2 million to roughly 6-ish, 5 or 6 million, I think, because I got 11 to 26% like Kurt did. On that one, I recruited, so I got yellow jacket recruited. Previously I did get stature recruited, and this time around, ebony ball, man, I got my 5-star ebony, and then I got to play with him pumped up, which is like crack cocaine because I don't have the stuff to pump him up yet. But they're like, immediately that very next tier is like, here's a pumped up team, go wreck face. And I did. I was like, oh, he is so good, the Black Order is so good, that immediately turned around and went into a arena battle, and like a standard arena battle, and put him in as my team. And got smashed because I could only get them up to like 50, level 50 and all this other stuff because I didn't have the timing on it right. I was like,
once you get them up there, that team will carry you pretty
far
forward.
No, I could,
For now. Sooner or later, they'll fall off, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm still working on them as well. I was able to get Ebony Maw this time around. I was bummed because I couldn't really pull off the 7-star. But I think when I played it last time it came around, I was only able to do that first level, that first node, because I didn't have Black Bolt at the time.
Right. Yeah.
So now I did. I was able to get through. And like everybody else, I'm working on leveling them up.
Yeah,
and just getting them powered up.
Karnak is still my hold up.
Speaking of Black Order, though, Call Obsidian, as of today, is exclusively available in the premium orbs next to Yo-Yo. So they moved him to be premium orb only. He's still in the mega orbs. At least for now, he's still in the mega orbs. So if you're going to go open a mega orb, check the drops before you do it. And if you're looking for him, because if you don't need anybody else, there's new characters in there too. So, but if you're looking for him and you're trying to score him out of a mega orb, check before you pull. But what they did do is Minerva's going to the war store.
War store, yeah.
So while that's a, you know, it's hard to get, that's way better than out of the premium orbs.
About freaking time. Yeah.
It's only been forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Ghost just moved into the elite store. So if you're looking for those red stars for her, like I am, I only pulled the reds, three red for her.
Now, didn't Anti-Venom move into the elite store as well?
I believe so, and I
still haven't seen him.
I think no, he definitely did because I did upgrade him.
Okay.
Stature actually got put in just a little bit before as well. What surprised me this week, though, Shatterstar is already in orbs. Yep. So they already put him in orbs. So I don't know if that's indicative of, you know, people not buying him or what, but that is super quick. Like, his event hasn't even started yet. We've only had two offers for him, and that's it. And actually, we might have had like three. I think they did that $20 five orbs offer that they usually do.
Oh, right. Yep.
But that is the fastest that I've seen anybody going into orbs right away.
That is,
yeah, they seem to be moving them in a lot faster in general. I mean, it just seems like,
well,
whenever they announce that they're going into an orb, I'm surprised because they just came out.
It obviously depends on the currency, but I can even for premium orbs and maybe even some others, I can say maybe they do the whale offers, right? The whales jump on it. Then they don't want to do the $5 for 50 shards because that pisses off the whales, but that's what we'd buy, right? But what they might do is, here's a week-long premium orb calendar that you can now pull. I don't know if I'm saying the right orb, doesn't matter, but you see what I'm saying? Is here's this blank calendar that you can pull Shatterstar out of these orbs. That's $5. And me and Kurt be like, done, buy that. Yeah. Now you're generating more revenue faster, possibly.
Yeah. Cole had an offer like yesterday or day before yesterday. He had a standard $30 for 50 shards offer. Mm-hmm. And I looked at mine and went, no, I would still be at 6-star, so it's completely not worth it. And then he's gone. So I will never see another offer with him for the next like 6 months. There won't be a single offer with him. I wouldn't buy it anyway. It's not worth it at that point. But you know, I'll pull some shards for him here and there, so I'm not too worried about it. He's 6-star. He's halfway to 7.
Yeah.
The other thing is, actually, I'm curious if we got anybody in chat. There's a few people in chat. I got 200 silver credits right now, and Baron Zemo five red star upgrade is in the store. Ooh. So I'm trying to figure out if I want to drop 150 silver credits on Baron Zemo. It might be worth it, but I'm not sure. I'll let the chat decide.
That's
either that or I hit 1,000 followers on my channel this morning.
Nice.
I might let that chat decide tomorrow morning for what to do with silver credits. Although Zemo will be gone by then, I might spend it before.
Look at that. Popped my first shatter star.
Nice.
Nice.
My star got shattered, if you know what I'm saying. No, let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Kurt, you're supposed to censor this kind of stupid jokes.
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
That's your whole joke. That's your whole job, man. Oh, look, I got three red star long shot. Is that shatter star or long shot? That's long shot.
That's long shot.
Yeah.
So if you guys are pulling for him, if you guys are looking for him, he's probably next 4 days, he'll be in the red stars after that 15% boost. So drop some gold and open some orbs.
Yeah, we'll be right to that. I won't be doing that.
Why is that, Kurt?
Because he doesn't believe, and yet he pulled a 6 red star following my suggestion. Oh,
well, yeah, coincidence. Sure. So
Absolutely.
And I don't open up orbs except on Mondays.
Except on Mondays, yeah.
That's true. He'll probably still be boosted by for Monday. You should be able to get the benefit of the boost for him.
Sure. Yeah, so was just looking at my Black Order, because that really has been my concentration lately. Because got to get them boosted up, right? I mean, it's kind of worth it. So I've got everybody at level 50 right now, and just I'm a little gold starved is what that is. So
yeah.
So
right, because you actually open everything on Monday, so you're not saving up orbs.
Right.
How much gold are you sitting at right now?
Right now, I am sitting on 342,000.
Wow, you actually spent all your gold.
I did. Now, I haven't had a lot of gold in a while. Honestly, since I changed alliances, the gold has not been flowing nearly as well. But I did spend a lot of gold getting my Black Order folks even up to 50.
Right. Yeah, no, that's going to take a chunk of change right there for sure.
Yeah. So I got Ebony Maw at 5-star. With 4 red stars, Corvus Glaive at 5-star with 4, Proxima at 4-stars with 4, and Kull at 3-stars with 2. And then Thanos is Thanos. So,
well, and that's workable. I mean, they'll get your stuff done. If you can max them out, even at those star levels, you should still be able to push up in arena for a little while, for a decent chunk.
Yeah, I don't care as much about the arena end of things, but yeah, I mean, it's a solid team regardless. So, my Thanos is sitting at level 75, 7-stars and 4 red stars. So, yeah, he does all right. That'd be good.
Yeah, he does all right. It's fine.
Yeah.
What else?
Does all right with everybody else.
That, well, okay, that's true. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong tag. No, Mystic. There it is. I was looking at some of the wrong tags. I tried a team, right? Because I've been doing the Mojoverse thing, because that's so easy to sit there and just hit a button, let it run, right?
Yeah.
Because it's fast. It's cool. It's cool to me because it gives you stuff, right? I can earn little things every day, you know, real rewards, which always that just feeds that coin cruncher in me. Is I got a little bit more, and I'm like ranked 13 on the out of 100, not ranked, but I've done 13 tiers out of 100 on the progression bar, and that's a lot of fun. But I did, like, you know what? I've been seeing these legendary teams out there for all kind of different metas and whatever, so. It was the mission the other day to use legendary skills. And I put together a legendary team. Undefeated, dude. Unfreaking defeated. During that run. Same with Inhumans. There was one for Inhumans, so I threw that team in there. Undefeated. I wasn't even paying attention to who they were matching me with. I was like, holy cow. Usually it's a win. You know, a couple of defeats, a win, a couple of defeats, because it's like a 200K team, whatever team I have, it's 200K team versus 400K team. I just get smashed. Black Bolt was like, psh, screw you, man. I'm going to take it all. And he did. It was awesome. Sivo says, I'm ranked 58. You know you'd be 100 if you used your Hulk by now. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. It's a little early to be calling that out.
No, he started it. He started like, hey, everybody. He's like, what's up? He goes, Hulk still sucks. That's what's up. So, nah. Nah, he's a hostile witness, sir, and I shall treat him as such.
Permission to treat the witness hostile? Yeah. It's your own mother! I honestly do not remember what movie that was from.
I can't remember that either.
It just caught me.
Yeah. What about you guys? You've been doing the Mojoverse arena?
Yeah.
Barely.
For the most part, I've been doing it on auto.
Yeah.
That's
all I'm doing.
Right, and I'll put in like a couple of big characters to hold the line, and then my corner one, I'll throw in whoever's needed for the quests, and just let it go. Really, the biggest points come from getting your knockouts.
Yeah. So
if you can get the 550 knockouts for the week, there's a few quests that you can skip on. So what we found is if you didn't buy the $40 offer, so forget that because that gets you 30 extra levels. If you did all the quests and all the knockouts and everything, it got you about level 38. I finished about halfway through level 37. So if you push hard for 2 weeks and then like half the third week, for a week and a half, you can just say screw it and not bother with it at all because you're not getting any points, which is not terrible. At which point the $20 offer for the pass is actually completely worth it. But, you know, if you're just doing it, like you said, it's, you know, Charles, you said you're at level 13.
Yeah.
At that point, the $20 thing is not worth it because you're not going to get all the benefits out of it.
Right. I'm straight questing, basically. Like, here, it's right. Like, use Asgard skills. And I could do what you said and hold the line and put one Asgardian in. Nah, I just pulled the Asgard team. Oh, they win or lose, I don't care.
For the ones where it says, like, use an entire team, like I had use, what did I have today? I had Asgard and I had controller and I had tech. So I ran all Asgard, then I made a controller team, and then I made a tech team, and now I'm just doing knockouts.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm basically getting it to the point where I can do 40 knockouts a day. So I'll do a whole bunch on the first day to drop the number. And then for the next 6 days, I'll do 40 or 50 a day. So I don't have to spend a ton of time just doing knockouts. And it, you know, makes it easier to go through and get everything lined up.
Yeah, I actually forgot what team I was really there.
Decided how I'm playing this. I it's weird. I do the minimum per day because of the dailies,
right?
But I don't. So I hate the battle pass thing. I hate the way it's implemented. But if I go in and just say, hey, it wants me to use aim for my attacks, I go okay. And I just go and auto them until I hit that milestone, yeah. And go, okay, I guess, yeah. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
It just, I go in and if I don't care about it much, then it doesn't bug me as much.
Right.
And you know what? And I think it's because, and I think I said this last week too, where I like the idea of the quest. Yeah. I like that. Because that's an achievement thing, and people who dig achievements in games will dig that. I just found the whole pricing thing ridiculous. That,
yeah.
But I don't find this as offensive to play, because Blitz now doesn't take any time for me.
Yeah.
Like, so, and if it does take time, it's literally at 5 minutes at a time spurts. It's not anything more than that, really. So
absolutely.
I would want to say first, one, congrats to Duome, who has unlocked Yellow Jacket in my alliance. So very cool there. I want to petition the court to, instead of doing this whole RTPVP crap, let's call it Mojoverse. Easy. We know what we're talking about. Mojoverse. So, all right, all favorite. Yeah, cool. I win. Awesome. But then, no, that's perfectly right, Kurt, I'm only questing, so I don't even sweat it. To me, it's like icing on the cake, right? It's like, oh, I got my PvP in, or my Blitz battles, rather. Got those in, got my dailies done. I got some extra time. I would like to actually play the game. Oh, look, now I can just go bam, bam, you know, go in and play this thing, and I'm grinding it up, and it's fun to watch because it only takes 4 or 5 battles, and then that quest is done. All right, let me swap out. What's the next? Oh, American Chavez. Let me pop that, and it changes it enough, and I don't have to sweat winning or losing because it's just all getting points somehow, some way, in some category, and I'm enjoying the crap out of it there.
Yeah, I will say I did run into a situation, I think it was this morning, where I started a match and literally 5 to 10 minutes went by and no matchup.
Mm. So that's been an issue a little bit. So if you're starting up, what I found that works the best is if it's searching and the button turns blue, click cancel, do go again.
Right. Yep. And I ended up, I did end up clicking cancel, did it again, and it came almost instantaneous.
Yeah. Now, last week, Sin had said something, he jumped in immediately, right? And there may or may not have been issues, but he had said something along those lines. Like, yeah, it was not matching, it was canceled out as instant. So I ran into the same thing this week, Kurt, whereas taking 30, 45 seconds, I didn't let it sit. I went, cancel, reload, and then, like you said, almost instant. It happened more than once. But yeah, I was like, okay, so absolutely, that whole reload, if it takes, I mean, these matches should match you up in 30 to 40 seconds, it seems like. Yeah. So anything longer than that, I just hit cancel.
They've been doing fairly decently over the week, and then there's a lot of reports today and last night that all of a sudden people are getting long queues again, which is, you know, kind of weird because it's been working fine for a week straight now. So I hope they didn't screw something up on their end by going, let's see what we can do this way. Oh, yeah. Look, we killed it.
Yeah.
My guess is that they're trying to refine the matchmaking because the matchmaking still sucks.
And they're supposed to do that. And what they did say was, for people that are quitting out, the AI is going to take over. And now, honestly, it should just be an automatic loss, and you should be given the 5 knockouts if your opponent
loses or quit. Yes, I agree.
If I'm going in with my level 1 and I want to get my quest done and you kill him right away, I'm going to quit. But you should get your 5 knockouts because of that.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that. But what they're going to do is AI is going to take over and let you play the rest of the match, which is kind of weird, but I guess it's all right because at that point, I'm still going to win.
Yeah, Professor Paulding, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Professor Paulding's jumping in on that. Opponents quitting the Mojoverse is annoying. Doesn't count as knockouts, which you just said, but they said that earlier, and that was what was frustrating them, and I get that. Yeah. Yeah, I totally get, especially with knockouts being the number one currency in this arena. You know, that's really crappy. I try not to quit out. I only do that if I'm kind of crunched for time. Like you're saying, you take in a low-level person that you're trying to get that quest on, and you take them out. And I only did it once. I cannot remember who it was. Electro. I think I'd use Electro, and I don't have Electro level very well. So I put Electro with Symbiotes, even though I know there's not much of a gathering there. I was like, yeah, my Symbiotes will carry the team and let Electro. Nope. Everybody zeroed in on Electro and just whacked him out. So I'm like, quit.
Yeah, you know, I'm out.
Yeah, that's the only thing I need right now. So
I'll usually run him with
Tony Minerva. Just rated us. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Thank you, Tony. I'll usually run it with like Minerva so she can res that person back up and I'll get an ability or two. But if that happens, I don't have a problem quitting. People are complaining about that, but I'm like, I'm only here to get this quest done. If you're gonna crush my level 1, then means absolutely nothing to you. Yeah. I'm gonna get out.
But fair is fair, where they should get the 5 knockouts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or call it 3.
No problem. I would have absolutely no problem if the system automatically gave them 5 knockouts if they killed my level 1.
you know what they should do? And this is evil Kurt talking now. What they should do is if you quit a battle, they should definitely give your opponent 5 knockouts, but take them from you.
Pass.
Hard pass.
Kurt, you talk about offensive gameplay. You're like the most defensive of the gamers right there.
Yeah, this is the Grinch moment in FTH Beyond.
Yeah, and I could see, playing devil's advocate, I could see Scopely going, man, 5 knockouts, it's a high currency. Well, make it 3. You know, they quit, make it 3 knockouts, because I don't think anybody would be mad at that. It's like, okay, they quit out, I didn't finish the battle, but I still progressed my knockout count.
Got your 3 knockouts, and it saves you all the time that you didn't have to spend fighting. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Dismal Content is obviously a poor choice of character, because he's saying that he's the president of your fan club, Sin, and that you're the man.
He's completely drinking tonight.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Dismal right now. I bet you hates on Hulk too. That's all right. Yeah. Whatever. Nah. I don't know. Quick question from Murph was, how's everybody doing with the beta difficulties? I don't know.
I'm in Great Lakes Avengers. We don't care.
I'm in the academy. We don't care. Whatever pops up, I fight with, and I'm doing fine with whatever they've been putting up. What about you, Sin?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that it started right away with being able to move the difficulty up. So we did a regular fight, and then we did a difficulty 3 regular fight yesterday, because the difficulty 3 also has the slider for 5 levels. Difficulty 4 only has it for 3, but they're really hard, apparently. So we're currently doing beta 4 difficulty 1 today, and you know, should get 100% on it and do difficulty 2 tomorrow. From all the numbers that I've seen of difficulty 3, I'm pretty sure that it's not just overtuned. It's not just designed for level 80 and gear tier 15. It's also overtuned. So
gotcha.
The numbers in there look pretty freaking crazy. I'm kind of looking forward to trying it, but I also don't expect any luck on that one. I heard even like the top 10 alliances are basically, you know, getting wrecked on it. So we'll see what's going on. I think it's kind of like what they did with the Ultimate 6 and Ultimate 7 when it came out, you know, completely overtuned, and then later they're like, oh, we're going to move it down a little bit. There, you guys have a better chance now. But we'll see once, you know, we'll see once level 80s get in and gear level 15 shows up and see how that goes.
So not on my radar. It's like, it's not even anything I'm even considering.
Yeah, I haven't done the gear for anybody yet. I'm just getting. I think I got about 2 days before level 78 because I'm not rushing it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting up in the levels.
Ars Investor just finished the second run of DD3 this morning.
Congratulations, wow. Raj. Wow.
Kurt can't hit the button anymore. He just did it. Wow. Oh, so a little update on our Twitch dilemmas. I sent them an email, started the process, and then they sent me one back basically asking for a whole bunch of BS information, and I keep forgetting to give it to them. So there's that.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's all right. We'll get access to this channel sometime in 2025.
Yeah, you know what? We'll just chalk it up to 2020. Hey,
by then the quarantine should be over.
Right.
Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, so we got some things to fix. We're working on it. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy year, man. Year. So where are we at? Oh, we're about halfway through. We can hit the... Well, what else there's to talk about outside of questions and celebrations and whatnots?
So before we do that, this is a comment from Dismal Content. Pants of Hulk got 96% on difficulty 3 for beta 4. Gear tier 15, 6 and 7 Red Star characters were getting one-shotted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's definitely overtuned. It's completely overtuned.
Yeah, I we've talked about this on other when other difficulty levels were introduced, but I wonder if it really was overtuned, or like, is the expectation, and this is a serious question, is the expectation that somebody like Pants of Hulk should be able to finish it the first time they go up?
The expectation is that they should, but.
Is it? But is that realistic? Is that how it should be designed?
No. So design versus expectation is definitely different. Man, that's a thing. If you're designing difficulty for the top tier of the game, that's pretty kind of smart, I think.
Well, but the game can't go anywhere past gear tier 15, level 80. Yeah, so right. if I'm sitting with my full, you know, set of arena teams at that level and I can't dent the node, then what am I supposed to do with your content?
No, wait a second. They got 96%.
Sure.
Dented the node.
So they dented the node heavy.
Right. At that point, when they're completely maxed out on everything for the teams, they should be able, it should be difficult, but they should be able to finish it, right? Because you can't take teams any higher than that.
No. But the question is, should you be able to make progress? And they did. Clearly, they got 96%.
Sure.
But it might be a game balance thing where they say, yeah, we're not going to have anybody be able to beat this right away
until we do 80, level 85 or something.
Well, no. Well, so no,
they can tune it down afterwards. But maybe they're just saying we don't want anybody finishing right now. So yeah, let's give them a taste. Let's show them what it's like.
And then lower it down a little later.
Lower it later.
No. ISO 8 maxed out, level 80, tier gear 15 is the max right now. We know there's more ISO levels coming, new classes and new tiers of ISOs. So, because everything right now is tier 1 ISO 8s. So we know higher tiers are coming down the line. So that might be their gameplay of, you can only get so far right now, but once the next tier of ISOs comes out, that's going to be the one pushing you over.
And Dismal also says you get the first set of gear tier 15 best tunes get smoked and you can't heal or revive, so they fall up, but tests get worse and worse. So they want you to be gearing and leveling the third and fourth level teams, which also get, because then that gets you to spend more money on gear and resources, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, to that point, that is a bit of a smart marketing move, but also we do all look at Pants of Hulk and the Cabal as okay, this is a new thing. What do they do with it? And if they just walked in and punched a hole in like his wet paper sack, we might not be as motivated to work hard. Yeah.
That was honestly one of the problems with the Dark Dimension 3. Tadano Mech running through it in, 3-4 days or however long it took him really turned off a bunch of other people from like, okay, well, I don't really care anymore. I'm not going to rush it. So, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah, so that's a move there. And thanks to Murphy3 for gifting a sub and Professor Paulden grabbed it. So that is awesome. Or how, it's random or whatever. But, yeah, thanks, Murphy, for that. That's awesome. Okay, Tops asked one important question before we go to the break. Did Sin get the bidet yet?
Oh, my God. That man has a really, really weird obsession.
We all were wondering, Sin. I mean, I don't know why you're so anti being clean.
The public does not need to know.
I mean, Sin just wants to be dirty undercarriage is all I'm saying. I don't know.
Damn right.
Yeah, you need to be hygienic, Sin. With that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back in a second. And we're jumping back in here with some questions, some recruitment, and some Hulk hatred, as always. As it tends to go around here. First off, do we have anybody recruiting? Anything going on in our alliances that we can throw out there right now?
Let's see. Oh, go ahead. Yeah,
I'm just gonna pop the recruit thing open to check our doc file, to see if there's any openings. Looks like Alpha and Pericles have a couple spots. One with Alpha, two with Pericles. So if anybody's looking, check out the Discord and talk to people there.
Maybe I should join Alpha.
I don't know, man.
I'm not very reliable.
They might have an issue.
Dude, I legit somebody put it in the academy. It's like, hey, Great Lakes has a couple positions open. So anybody wants to step up and gave a rundown of what they're doing and this and the other. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm still probably missing days. I can't do that. I do absolutely want to jump back into Great Lakes. It was a little more challenging, it was a little more flowing. But
It's really chill. Yeah. It really is.
But
I figure for January, for December, you're pretty swamped, right?
Oh God, yeah. I can't wait for January to hit and things to go back to normal.
Do it after the holidays, and that way you can relax.
Well, and also the reality is, it might not be that Great Lakes flowed better for me. It might have been I was on my downward hill of I can't play, and the flow is all my fault, and not any alliance that I'm in. I don't know. Something made me smile every time I saw a Real McGasshole pop up. I'm in the league with Real McGasshole. I'm happy. I don't know why. It just makes me smile. So, but there you go. Alpha.
A little things in life that brings us joy.
Yeah, man. I don't even think Behemoth would have you right now, to be honest.
I'm good.
I ain't got no room.
I am happy. I am happy in Great Lakes. I honestly am. So I've got no issue right now. I mean, the rewards aren't as big, but I don't care. I just don't.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Do you want to move on to questions?
Yes. Let's do
For the recruit stuff, Murphy says that they Argonaut might also have a spot open.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, if anybody's looking for stuff, jump into our Discord, FTH Beyond, and, you know, check out the recruits.
And that's the number one reason you should listen to the show, especially live, but even in the podcast version, because there's some hints dropped that you're going to get booted from your alliance. We might have an opening here soon. You know who you are. You know, I'm just saying. Hey.
I've never done that on stream, no. I've never had a five-minute conversation with other members of the alliance in the stream going, I'm going to freaking kick them.
Right. Now, Murph is still throwing this out, and I'll be honest with you, dude, I won't even have time until January to even read anything you might write about it, but I put it out there to say, hey, write it up in our leadership chat or even senior leadership chat. He says, Murph says, I still think you and Kurt should start a chill alliance for higher TCP players, which is where both of us would fall. That way you can still get your U7 and Greek 4 rewards, but no stress when life gets busy. And I think I get a little bit more of what he was saying with that about it's you push when you can push and you don't when you can't. But there's still a high level of requirement. But my question back is, I went Christopher Walken on that, don't know why. But my whole question back is anybody actually interested in that? Aren't most high level people want to push? I mean, that was kind of my issue is I didn't want to push, but all the high levels around me did. I don't know. I mean, it's worth talking about, but it would be in the new year, absolutely, before I could even look at something like that myself.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I probably fall into that category. You fall into that category. We can't possibly be the only ones.
Right? Right. We like the rewards, and we can together carry some stuff out.
Yeah. Right. But and it might honestly simply be a temporary type thing. So a way station for higher TCP players that they just come in for a month and take a break and then leave and go wherever. If it was something like that.
We're calling FTH the sabbatical.
Yes. FTH sabbatical. That's right.
FTH sabbatical. Now, you know what? So far, Murph, this is starting to shape up. I'm starting to see a vision here. Starting to catch it, man. But other than that, what questions do we have for Doofus and Sin?
All right, so we start out with Click, who asks, what's a bigger mess, the entire year or Hulk in this game?
No, if you okay. Click.
I can't. No. Just no.
Well, you know, here's the thing. As much as I want to say Hulk, I have to say 2020.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have to say 2020. And by a lot. By a lot.
By miles and miles.
Yeah. Dante9 says, the player leading DD4 as of today is named Scopely Fix Prices. So I knew this question was coming. Since one of the perks of finishing first is getting your player name put into a gameplay background, what do you think Scopely/FoxNext will do if this player finishes first?
That would be... I want that to happen just to see the real world results of that question.
So here's the actual thing for it. They said it's going to be whatever name you started with in Dark Dimension 4. And Scopely Fix Prices is, I don't remember his full name. It's Yogs. And when he's running it, Remen is actually streaming his run. So he's screen sharing the disc, you know, Yogs is putting it up on Discord. Remen is streaming in on his channel when they're doing it. So a lot of the community is getting to see this run, which is really cool. But the name that he started with when he started Dark Dimension 4 was Remen Twerks on Twitch. So unfortunately, if he's the first one to finish it, that's the name we're going to see all over, and it's going to be Remen Twerks on Twitch.
Which is pretty funny.
Which would be really funny. And while it would cement Remen's name in the game, I don't think it's the way he wanted it.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Cool. Let's see. Baloney.
Hang on. Sorry, I had to take a drink because I'm trying not to cough. On that topic, Yogs is actually 73% through right now, which is really impressive. He's on, Let me pull it up real quick. It's either finishing up or in the city nodes already. He's getting close to the end because he already looks like he already finished a good chunk of it. He's currently on mission 12 of Dark Dimension 4, and that's the last four nodes.
Hmm. And so just as a follow-up, Scopely said they'll use the name the person started DD4 with, which was Remen Twerks on Twitch. But he also said that if he wins, he plans on allowing the community to pick the 100 shard.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
And for the most part, when Widowmaker won in Dark Dimension 2, when Tadano Mech won in Dark Dimension 3, the picks were what would be the best for the community.
Absolutely.
They were not expecting, well, I don't know why they weren't expecting it, but they weren't expecting to Widowmaker to pick Captain Marvel when he did it originally. So that was a problem, which is why they put so many stipulations on it this time. It can't be any character released after November 24th. It can't be any character that, you know, was made available through milestones or events. You know, so they made a bunch of different stuff. But, you know, it still leaves stuff like Ghost. And it, more than likely, I would be surprised if it's not Ghost. Also, the characters that he's using for the run are going to show up in different blitzes for players to take advantage of.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Honestly, I like what they're doing with that because it brings the community together. We're all cheering them on and go, oh, finish. Who's going to finish first? And then, you know, especially if it's a content creator where they let the community pick, that's even bigger. And then the fact that they're going to put these characters in Blitz that he's using, that's great. Just give me more
Dismal just had a great idea. 100 shards of Call because they just made Call premium only.
Right.
That would be a beautiful thing to do.
Yep.
That would be just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Baloney Ninja asks, if you wondered Shuri versus Hulk, Shuri won in real-time arena.
Really? Like Shuri, what was the team with her? I'm curious. What was the team with Hulk? Because
probably the other Wakandans and whoever stand Hulk.
You put her with the other Wakandans and you... Don't put Hulk with a really good Wave 1 team. I could absolutely see that. But one-on-one, I'd be interested. Can you do one-on-one battles? Like, take one singular character and not have a team around?
No, I mean, basically, you do what we did is take a bunch of level 1s with them and just do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that would be... that was not as surprising as everybody thinking Scott could take Hulk. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And it didn't, so there. But also does depend. I mean, I think statistically, I'd love to see the numbers. I'm probably in the top statistics of my Hulk because everybody hates him and thinks he's a waste of time, but I've dumped a ton of resources into him because I love him. So I imagine mine is in higher up than most. So, Shuri and Hulk were the last two. Oh, okay, well... That is very interesting. I kind of get it, though. I do.
So Baloney Ninja asks, he actually posted a picture of his fourth 7 Red Star character and asked if it was any good. It appears to be a hand.
No.
No, is that Merc?
I don't know. It was. He said hand. No, it's not.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Cool. Baloney Ninja asks, is there a preferred Doc Ock Sinister Six lineup? Who should he use?
Hulk.
I'm actually not sure on that one. We got a couple of big names in the chat, though. Maybe they can throw out a good lineup for that. I'm running because a couple of my Sinister Six are not leveled up enough, so I'm still running it with without one of the new guys. So I think mine's currently Doc Ock with Goblin, Ronin. Sorry, not Ronin. Rhino, and then
Shocker.
No, Shocker's not in it because Shocker is the summon. But Electro and Mysterio because I don't have Swarm in there because Swarm's not leveled up enough yet. So, you know, considering we have Dismal Content and Tony both in chat, maybe they can give us a suggestion for
Dismal
for
did. Questions. Dismal said Vulture, go. Swarm, Electro, Rhino, or Mysterio. So Rhino or Mysterio. I'll use Mysterio for the free boost, is what Dismal's saying.
There you go.
So, Tony said, I've worked. He didn't say, I'm putting words in his mouth, so, but that's what I do, Tony. Welcome to the club. Tony says, I've worked all night, man. I'm off. I'm just enjoying the show. Don't ask me questions. You guys do the work. So, something along those lines. Yeah, maybe not directly.
He's on the East Coast with you guys, so it is 10:30 for him, and he just did a long stream. So, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he's yelling at me right now. Shut the hell up, son. I'm not telling him anything.
One of our users users on the Discord says, well, his name is Foreclosure, spelled with numbers.
Sad but true.
Yeah, he's asking orbs continue to hoard or open them.
A little bit of both, honestly. Because if there's stuff that you need out of them, if you're delaying, you're not helping yourself or your team. But at this point, if they don't do the opening in like a week or two, you might as well wait a week or two if you really want to hoard. But if you're just now starting, you're not going to get anything, so there's no reason. But if you've been hoarding, you might as well wait another week or two. If they do the event, great. If they don't, open everything.
Just yeah, I can't do it. I can't hoard. Don't do it.
On the other hand, I actually don't open stuff that isn't there. There's no benefit for the account. So, like, the blue orbs, blue raid orbs, I just don't bother with. So there's a ton of them. I stopped opening the purple orbs just because I don't particularly need them right now. So I got, like, 1,500 orbs sitting in the raid section just because so much of it is not being opened. Except for... if they do an event, I got a bunch of stuff open except for the orange elite orbs. I won't use those for the event. Yo, like megas and premiums and stuff like that, I open them because there's stuff in there that I still want.
Yeah.
Even the Ultimus orbs.
Yeah, I still do the Ultimus orbs because there's definitely stuff I need in those.
Oh, yeah. And the purple gear orbs are the ones that I don't open. And the reason I don't open them is because depending on who I'm trying to level up, I may need to open that type of purple.
That's big brain power right there, Kurt. Gotcha, man.
I don't know about that, but I just know that I'm sick and tired of having to farm for stupid phosphates.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting on a bunch of orbs that I can get some out of. So
yeah.
So those are the ones, and those are the only ones that I don't open on stream on Mondays.
Right. I'm like the Blitz orbs, I have all the characters out of that, so there's no reason to open them. So I got like 40 of those.
Oh, okay.
Because I finished up Domino, so there's no reason to open them. For all the other stuff, I have like 65 of those.
And Domino's the reason I'm opening them.
Right. But I have 750 orange gear raid orbs. I'm not bringing anybody up to tier 13 and 14 right now, so there's no reason to open those orbs. And if they do the event, I got those orbs. If they don't, I'll open them when I need them.
Right.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ah, see what you did there. Makes sense. All right.
Yeah. All right. Agent Fleming asks, why do we play the game? This isn't a troll. I am as sucked into the game as anyone, but sometimes I look at it and wonder. Getting character shards can be a grind worthy of Sisyphus. Blitz was so bad, they had to put a sim button into it. I disagree, but okay. Arena is borderline masochist. I agree.
That agree.
I don't.
Hulk is an embarrassment. I agree.
You're an embarrassment.
All this before we even talk about war. Why is it that you play the game? Just curious why we all keep it this thing.
That's a really good question. I mean, of course, I'll start. I got into it as soon as the beta cracked open because I really loved Marvel Avengers Alliance, and a lot of the producers who worked on that were working on this originally. And one of them actually reached out and said, hey, you know, here's how you can get the beta. And I love Marvel. So I will try any Marvel game that they make. And it's something about, and MAA is 3-on-3. Here it's 5-on-5. It's something about this style that grabs me of that strategy of building your team out, just straight battling. there's been days I've kept at it simply because we do a show about it. But honestly, out of every game that I've put down, even when I miss days here, because like, oh, I can breathe, it's okay, I don't have to play the game today because I'm busy, I want to come back to it. I don't always know why. It's not the addiction, because there's so many other things I can do. It's not the quarter crunching, right? When you do something and it goes, oh, you get this free thing, that means nothing, but you got it, and your brain goes, ooh, I got something.
Yeah.
There's just something for me about the Marvel characters, how they get them to interact, and the team-based process that I play for.
I'm with you on I'll try any Marvel game. Because I've tried War, and I tried Duel and the others. Some stick longer than others. Like Puzzle Quest, I stuck with way longer than I expected to. I think a lot of it for this game is actually the community for it. Because if I wasn't streaming it, I probably wouldn't be playing it anymore. There's definitely been days where I logged in only because I was going on stream.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to log in, and I like streaming, so I'm going to go hang out on stream. I'm going to open the game, I'm going to do stuff. I think the Blitz got to the point that it became a shitty system. I don't think it was designed originally to handle this far into the game. I also think they missed the mark with not having multiple Blitz setups. We have them on the weekend, we have multiple Blitzes. I don't know why we don't have three Blitzes running continuously every week. You know, once on Monday you start a low level Blitz, on Tuesday you start a higher level, you know, higher level Blitz, on Thursday you start a brand new character Blitz. That's it. And then just let them end on different times, and then your Sunday Blitz is the same as it is now. We have the multiple runnings at the same time, so why not do, you know, different brackets, different setups? You can even do it like you get locked out. If they're all starting on the same day, if you joined one, you can't join the other. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a possibility. I don't think they designed it to handle the bigger load of characters and the amount of people and those numbers. Like getting 60, 70 million for number one, I don't think they ever expected it. And,
right.
I mean, that's my problem with the developers of any game. They never expect what we know the players are going to do. It was a problem in WoW. It's a problem with the Star Wars. It's a problem here. You're going to release content like in WoW. They were always surprised that the brand new content was cleared within 3 days or whatever it was. It was always a shock. The entire player base knew it was going to happen. The developers seemed to not realize it for some stupid reason, because they all played the game anyway. And it's the same thing here. We know somebody's going to hit 60, 70, 80 million on number one, but they seem to think that that's not going to happen. I don't know why. So I just don't think that mode was designed for that level, but I don't think it was a terrible mode. I think it just got worse the longer the game kept going. The sim makes it super easy, which is really nice.
They didn't know how to take their way out of it, right? I mean, they just didn't know how to adjust. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. The question, you know, why is it that you play the game? Why do we all keep at this thing? I think he's right, so I quit.
No.
No, honestly, at the end of the day, I still enjoy the game. And honestly, where I started not enjoying the game is when it became more like work. But the best thing I could have done was drop into a lower pressure alliance and just be able to play to have fun. Still accomplish stuff and still work at what I want to work at, but not feel like I have to work at everything.
Yeah.
And so then it becomes, well, why do I play the game? I took the work equation out of it. And again, I love the Marvel IP. Charles, you and I go way back with the MAA stuff as well.
Well, Sin as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was a early adopter of MAA 2.
Yes, you were. You started streaming that early. Yep.
Yeah. And so this kind of game where you collect the heroes and you build them up and everything, it's right up my alley. And I've tried a bunch of these different ones. Would I be playing a different type of this if this wasn't around? or a different IP with this kind of mechanic? Probably.
Yeah.
But I've tried playing others at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough time in the world to be able to play multiples of this type of game.
I spent so much time playing MAA. I had like a little 10-inch laptop that the only thing I used it for was to be able to, like when I was out, to be able to pop the game open to let it run on the side. If I got into streaming back when we were doing MAA, I would have been on the stream for 6 hours a day doing nothing. You know, I would have been playing WoW and I would have had a second window running, pulling the MAA feed because it was always on.
Yeah.
If I was at work, it was running the flight deck. The game was always going.
Yep.
If I got into streaming back there, I would have been partnering like three weeks.
I installed Firefox just to run MAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I legit bought an iPad just because I use my phone for all kind of work and stuff. So I bought an iPad mini at the time because it fit in my back pocket. I bought it just so, one, I have a little bit nicer screen to play MAA on. And so I could always play MAA while I was doing other stuff. And so, yeah, same. And that's here. I'm going to read what Murphy says and build off of that, because Murph actually has a really good way to put it. Collecting, building characters, not being stuck in front of a console or a desktop, which I'm with you on that. That mobility, literally just the other night finished God of War, the latest one. I know they've got a new one coming out called Ragnarok. I'm looking forward to it. But God of War has been out for years. I think I picked it up last Christmas, maybe a year and a half ago. Just finished it like this week because I'm in the long game, but I gotta be able to sit down and play it. Same with Doom and Eternal and all that. What
is that, a PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck Sony.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's one of the few exclusives that I absolutely have to play. And eventually, like once it's PS5 only, I'll get to that eventually. That's why I wait for it, but I will play it and beat it. So yeah, not being stuck in front of a console or a desktop, being able to play for a few minutes anytime and anywhere during my day. He just nailed a lot of my reasons of why I do it. Then he says the biggest reason, the FTH Beyond community. And there's that, you know.
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
For me, it's actually all the communities, because like the Twitch community, the Discord communities, there's so many people. And this game keeps getting more and more people streaming it every time. Every time I look over, there's like, I'll leave my account running. Like after I end the stream, I'll raid somebody and I'll leave my account running. And I'll come back after work, like 8 hours later, I'm in somebody's channel who I've never seen before, and they got 40 people in there because everybody kept raiding
like, forward.
Where the hell am I? Who is this person?
Yep. And I'm going to do an old man shake my fist at him. I was streaming this stuff when it was Facebook MAA, and I thought, whoo, I did all that. I kept my stream going, kept doing stuff. I'm going to be the number one Strikeforce streamer. No, all these better people came along. Like, oh, look, I could do all this good stuff. And I'm like, but I did it first. Get off my lawn. And yeah, so, but good on, I love the those who can dedicate the time, do it. And that this game, that says something about this game, right? Is that I was streaming early on, I think a few other people were. And by no means did I know what I was doing gaming streaming then. I mean, I'd be better at it now. Obviously, I've gotten a grip on how to do this kind of stuff. But I was drunk uncle, quite literally, like drinking and just, hey, here's some game, blah, 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 and doing crap on the stream. And some great people got in. But now, I mean, this game's been going, what, 3 years?
Almost 3 years at this
almost
point.
Almost 3 years at this point. And like you're saying,
I think March is going to be 3 years.
Yeah, even, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I think it's a mark of a good quality game where you can't quite put your finger on it. It's that it factor, but it's a good mark of a game that amateurs want to stream it. And there's no, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying, no, there's people who will, me, Sin, Kurt, Tony, we'll always stream something. That's what we do. So that's that level of streaming. Not saying we're professionals, but that's, we will be streaming something. But for a random person to go, man, this is cool, I want people to watch me play it, and I want to watch other people, that says something about a game.
Yeah.
So.
All right, cool. We only got a couple more questions. Rad Dog says, if they add new skins or costumes to the game, shouldn't the very first one be a Maestro skin for Hulk? Then all the Hulkators can finally shut the F up.
Yeah,
and he did include a picture of a sample skin. in the pinned messages.
How old is that photo?
It's this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no beard.
Well, no, it happened to be one of the weeks that I trimmed back. Yeah. I thought it was
a couple of years old because it was like no beard. Okay.
No.
There were rumors of a full team. Gamma, a full Gamma team, which would be awesome. Really cool if they did it. I would very much like it. If those rumors actually are, come to fruition, that would be really nice.
You're going to have to give it a year before they can put Maestro anything in this game. Because instantly, what do you think his nickname is going to be? Because it's Maestro, right? He's kind of worn down. He's got a haggard, mealy beard that's not really kempt very well, long hair. He's going to be COVID Hulk. They're going to call him COVID Hulk instantly because he looks like he's been shut up in the house for a year.
I thought you would go Kurtz to Hulk, but.
Well, okay, that's what we'll call him, but the regular community will call him COVID Hulk.
I think Maestro would be awesome to have in the game.
Even as just a skin, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I think
skins would be a really good thing for this game. I still don't believe and can't believe that they haven't done them.
Well, the one thing about Rad Dog's question is the very first one was actually Deadpool.
Yeah. So they did the X-Force skin.
It's very, 2 weeks or something. It was a little while.
It's like, bring it. You got a great way of putting it in now.
Yep.
I mean, we got to see what the events for Real Time Arena are going to be. I'm still hoping that there is something with skins.
That would be really cool.
We
haven't gotten cosmetics at all, and we're really due.
I know a lot of people hate the idea of cosmetics, like skins that actually modify the character. I would love that because it would be like MAA, basically.
Yeah.
Here's a new character setup. Give me Iron Spider. That's really all I want.
I kind of hate that.
I know you do.
Yeah. I want skins to be just purely cosmetic or separate characters.
But MAA 2, I didn't like that you could run a whole team of Caps, right? Captain America's. It was just weird to me. And it worked and it was fine, but it was weird.
But you can solve that.
How's that?
Because you could just say you can only have one of any named character on a team. Like you could say only one Cap. If you're going to have Cap on a team, you have to pick one.
Okay.
And so like then you could have multiple Cap blitz teams however you want that to work out. I think it could easily work because you can make an exception. Yeah. So and then the final question from Baloney Ninja is, I saw Cerebro and Zeke's playing Among Us with several Strike Force content creators. It looks like fun. Any chance we can get an FTH Beyond game going?
I'd
be all over that. I was just going to say I'd be all over that.
Yeah. I'd be all over being invited to that game because I'd love to play with other content creators for a hot minute. But also, that might be something that we can arrange in the new year of a hangout where we do something like that, do Among Us. Such a great – that and Jackbox games are two great community games that are easy to pick up, easy to understand, no real competitorship to it where somebody can be super excellent because they play it a million times. I'd be down with that.
Yep. And it's super fast game too. So you could cycle in and out pretty easily. So, and that's the end of our questions.
Those are some good questions tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't all smash Hulk.
They didn't. They didn't. All right, Kurt, where can they find you on the webs?
I can be found all over the place, but on Twitter, I'm at VO by Kurt. Over here on Twitch, I'm at Kurtstable. On Mondays and Thursdays, right here on FTH Beyond. And on Thursday evenings before FTH Beyond, I'm on Nook's Tavern, an Animal Crossing New Horizons podcast with Phil Keating. And then my own personal podcast, Storytime with Kurt, which I post whenever the hell I feel like it. And it's not happened for a while. So who knows when that's going to happen again.
Okay, real quick before near Sin Raven. Yeah. Puppies Welcome says, my God, what's going on here? That's Sin Raven entrance music. Sin, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SinRaven and usually about 8:30, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And just a little bit later on the weekends because sleep is good.
Yeah. I'm starting to go, what is sleep? I don't remember what that is anymore. It's not that bad. The AMS company is going really well. But you're right. I mean, December, with everything shifting for holidays, possibly even two holidays, depending on how to clean, it's a nightmare. But January is coming. But you can find me, Rock Auto Podcasting, and Charles McFall at charlesmcfall.com. I actually had a show that had almost 50 episodes called Rock Auto Podcasting, if you want a little bit more into how my brain works. And lots of cool stuff happening in the new year. Hopefully the cons return. That's my jam. We'll be doing those things, live appearances and that kind of stuff. Almost Daily Discourse. Come check that out. It is such a chaotic ball of fun. It is absolutely ADD central, where it's just shiny moments everywhere. And we just talk about interesting topics for us. Last night we recorded topics such as... I've already forgotten what we recorded. I was drinking a little bit.
There's ADD for you guys. There's ADD. In the name.
What was even my topic? Oh, yeah. What's the best prank that you've done or had done to you? That was one of the topics. God. And it always gets crazy. So there's that. But we'll be back. No show next week. As of this recording, it is going to be Christmas Eve next week when we do this. And Kurt's out and I'm working. Sin may do what Sin does. So make sure you check out twitch.tv/SinRaven for that. And Sin, if you want to dual stream on this, you're welcome to do that as well. We'll get to that after the show. But get back to your shenanigans, enjoy your community, and Hulk's the greatest.
Everybody have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.